When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
If you played this song at your wedding, which many people did, on Long Island at least, it was the wedding anthem for years. And if you played this song, the Carpenters, of course, We've Only Just Begun. If you played it at your wedding and you were in Commack, Long Island, or Bayshore, or Riverhead, Nassau, you throw in some Nassau counties, Franklin Square, Garden City. You're probably divorced now. You're probably on your third marriage, if this was your wedding song. We, of course, decided to start with it because it's the day after Christmas here in Los Angeles, California, on a Tuesday, and we're entering year six of the podcast. We always kind of use Christmas as our barometer of the years of the podcast. So We've Only Just Begun is what, you see what's happening here, Alex? Mm-hmm. We've only just begun.
Yeah.
Year six, the things that we have in store for you guys, yeah, for year six. I mean, the changes we're making, the different characters we'll be bringing forth, the different segments.
Mm-hmm.
You can expect all of this and more in 2024 and the sixth year of the podcast. Sometime around June, mm-hmm, we'll talk of quitting. That's going to be one of our new segments, how we talk about, giving it all up and quitting. If we had anywhere to go, we would have quit already.
Yeah.
But we don't have anywhere to go. So it's not that we, it's not for love of podcasting that we continue on into year six. We've only just begun. Thank you, Karen Carpenter, mm-hmm, and her brother. But we have... We got nowhere to go. Where are we going to go?
Yeah.
Are we going to be on TV again? That's over.
Yeah. We're going to punch in.
Right. Exactly. Oh, I was speaking of that. Funny you mentioned punching in because today, I mean, I guess it's just everybody's just right back to work. Mm-hmm. Christmas this year fell on a Monday. So Tuesday, I mean, for many people, it's just another work day. Just got to get up. And so, of course, immediately, I mean, 6 o'clock this morning, they got there's construction going on in the house behind me.
Mm-hmm.
One of these deals where what they do here in California, Los Angeles at least, is they buy the old houses, just knock them down, and mm-hmm, build giant new ones. And that's happening on the street behind us.
Yeah.
This guy already has one up and done, and now he's got another one. And they tore it down already. That took about 3 days of just, I mean, it felt like our house was falling down every time they would just tear down this house. Then it was gone, and now it's building a new one. So it's constant backup beeping of a tree. You know, the beep, 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 yeah, beep, beep. So that started around 6 a.m. today. I'm like, oh. And then, of course, the leaf blowers, which is a nonstop. The soundtrack of Los Angeles is, yeah, leaf blowers. And it just, I was like, oh, we're back in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday was so nice and
serene,
peaceful and quiet and just no traffic. I mean, I had to drive to my wife's family's house. We were there in 10 minutes. You know, mm-hmm, they live in like Beverly Hills, and we flew there. And flew home, and it was just so nice. But now it's just, here we are, back in it, party's over, and just beeping. Speaking of the soundtrack of Los Angeles being leaf blowers, the soundtrack of New York City is backing up of trucks. It was nonstop for the week we were there of that beep, 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 beep. Now, I know that's important, right? It lets people know that the truck's backing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new thing, right? This wasn't around 20 years ago, that beeping.
We did it before.
And I feel like it needs to, we don't need it anymore. Who is it alerting? Is it alerting everybody? Or like, who's it alerting that it's back? It just people. I was on the 18th floor of a hotel in New York City, and I don't need to be alerted that this truck's backing up down on 56th Street.
No.
I'm good. And if you're down on 56th Street, you probably see the truck backing up, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, that noise really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're happy to be back. Alex is happy to be back. Alex had a great Christmas.
Yep.
Great Christmas. He had the mom over. Yep. He had the families over. He had the both moms.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia's mom, both, your mom, your stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gathered around the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
In morning, Christmas morning, what time does it all begin at the Con Fayola household?
We're all around, probably around 10, but we're making breakfast. We're getting some bagels ready, getting some bacon going, you know. Just
did you have drinks last night? What do? You drink during the day?
Yeah, you know, we, not during the day. A lot of Bailey's and coffee.
Is that right?
During the day. Bailey's Light.
Bailey's Light. I have it. I do it as well. I've been drinking an expired one. Like really expired too. Yeah. Like 2 years expired.
That's still good.
But I just give it a sniff. Seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things, they're like suggestions, aren't they?
I mean, there's cream in there. You'd smell it if it was bad.
I know, but it's cream in there, but also you don't refrigerate it, do you? You keep it in like a closet. I don't know. Listen, I'm fine today, and I had some yesterday.
That's all that matters.
But I threw everything out. Last night, I just, you know, you get
trees?
To the point. No, none of that. Like all the food and stuff. Okay. And then I threw out the Bailey's Light because there was a little bit left in the bottle, and I've had it. And I threw out the eggnog, my Evan Williams eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
Almost finished that whole bottle of Evan Williams eggnog.
Yeah.
I'm like, who? This is like drinking paste. I mean, it's, you know, it's good.
It's like glue.
Yeah, it's like good, two or three of them. And when you're sitting there chatting with the family and stuff, but it's not something you're going to pour for yourself in July.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, well, I don't need this anymore. So I'm
break
done.
Out the eggnog.
Yeah, right. Put it over ice and I sit there and, you know, I don't, because you might have became like a like an alcoholic on eggnog. Like what did you in?
White Russian?
Eggnog.
Yeah.
It's basically, it's just like a thicker white Russian.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had a nice time. You know, we had the people over.
And you want to be robe guy.
You just told me order it right now.
Nothing completes robe guy like white Russians.
Well, here's my thing with robe guy. I feel like I need to become it. I was telling Alex before we went to air, you guys are probably doing this now too. I don't know. Of course, the day after Christmas, my emails are just loaded with every store is just giving it all away.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 75% off on top. With that 75, we'll throw another 25 on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Free shipping, coming to your house. You will send you a person to put it on you. I mean, they're giving it all away.
Yeah.
So now, as I was waiting for Alex to show up, I'm just kind of scrolling through Pottery Barn and CB2 and some other stuff. And I see a fur-lined robe at Pottery Barn. I mean, big hood on it with a big fur, you know, faux fur, everybody, faux fur.
Yeah.
Faux fur. Calm down.
Yeah.
On
the right side of history.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, oh, I need this. Like, I need to walk around my backyard with a big faux fur hooded robe,
mm-hmm.
right? I feel like that's who I need to be, like some sort of king or something.
Yeah.
So I bought it, 75% off. I'm not going to buy. And I got a monogram. $18 more, I'll throw a monogram on the front. I did it. CMF, Christopher Michael Frangiola, or as I used to say when I was a kid, crazy motherfucker.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
Cool. I like that.
Thanks, bro. So anyway.
You're a rude dude.
Yeah,
you know
we should just start. You know what? We forget it. We haven't only just begun. We've quit, and now the rude dudes will go for the entire year of 2024. Just going to be rude dudes. And I mean, I still watch other podcasts from time to time. Some of the guys who are just, like I often say, playing Radio City Music Hall. And we're doing it wrong. We are doing it. We're going to continue to do it wrong just because I don't really feel like doing rude dudes hurts my voice, you know, being those guys.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to.
It's a young man's game.
Yeah, it is. It's a young man's game. Just screaming and yelling. And yeah. I don't have that kind of time. And I don't take that many poops. I really don't. Like, I don't. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that interested in talking about the ones I do take. You know, like, these guys will talk about it. Each one of them, there's four or five guys sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these podcasts I watch, I don't know. I can't tell if they're all in the same. I mean, there's one of them. It's a, you know, a bunch of all the New York comics. Mm-hmm. And there's like 18 guys on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the Legion of Skanks or one of those deals.
Some of them, yeah.
They're all funny guys. I like all their comedy and stuff. I don't necessarily listen to their podcast, but there's like 18 guys talking at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And they're all just trying to slam dunk on each other.
Right. Yeah. You just kind of, which is, you know, I mean, people love it. What am I? Mm-hmm. I can't argue it.
I'm
sitting over here in a 75% off fur robe, monogrammed fur robe.
CMF, crazy motherfucker.
So I can't wait for my robe to show up, expecting it January 9th. And that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the next couple of days, we are off here. Kids off. Wife's off. Yes. We're off, you know. And now we got my wife's sisters in the house, her two sons, and it's just bedlam.
Mm-hmm.
Bedlam. But I'm look at me, new guy. This doesn't bother me.
No.
I love it.
You're a fur robe guy now.
I love people. I love shit all over the floor. 19 they're opening every Christmas gift they got and just throwing it out on the floor. Just a puzzle of game of a, and the pieces are just all intertwined. And I'm just like, fuck it. Fuck. Normally this shit would drive me insane, but not anymore, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
New person. Here we go. And this is 2024, which is coming up. I mean, we're not there yet, but New Year's Eve is coming. Now, Alex, what's the new, do you do anything on New Year's Eve?
Hide.
You're not going to do anything.
You know what? I don't know. The last couple of years, the last two New Years, I've had COVID, so I don't know what I do anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I don't remember that.
Yeah, both. I got it for two Christmases in a row. So.
Oh, really?
So one of them was bad.
You didn't believe in it. Why didn't you just say it was a cold or something?
That's why I don't believe in it, because I keep shaking them off. Taylor Swift.
I know. I never had it.
Yeah.
Well, I had it probably 15 times, but I just never tested.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, if I don't know. I'm basically like Donald Trump, you know. I don't know. I don't have it. And I'm like, and I agree with that mm-hmm. mindset. So this year, you seem like you're going to make it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll go downtown or something.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we're not doing anything. We were going to go to Malibu. We're going to go to the Malibu place, but, you know,
they got fireworks out there?
Sometimes. Sure. It depends, you know. I think they probably do. We've been there, I think last year or year before, whatever, we were out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some stuff going off. But I, you know, as many of you know, if you've listened at length, you'll know that I did a huge remodel to the Malibu place, unwarranted. It's not mine,
mm-hmm.
but I decided it's time for me to take over.
Freshen the shit.
And I did. I did. I took over and I changed all the lighting. I painted it. I took all the furniture out. I put new furniture in. I made it look like a quality beach instead of an old folks home, which is what it looked like when I got there mm-hmm. 5 years ago. Now it looks like right out of Crate and Barrel.
Ooh.
Okay. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. It looks like a Joanna Gaines ran through the place.
Nice.
So, but I'm now, because I did that, everybody wants to go there now because I made it nice.
Mm-hmm.
As Dorinda says, I made it nice.
Yeah.
How do you like that, everybody? There's a reference to Real Housewives. You guys love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody wants to go. So what happens is my wife's like, let's go for New Year's Eve. So we got to put our name in to the family hat. And she's like, oh, it's already taken. My sister's going out there on New Year's Eve. I'm like, oh, are they really? What have they ever done?
Yeah, well, tell them I'm coming to get the margarita machine.
I said, I'm going in. I'll go in the day before. I'll take down everything I've ever done. Everything I did. Her two boys, who are in the house right now, they knocked the legs off the couch. Jumping around.
You labored over?
Well, I had to. They knocked them off and then just laid the couch on the ground with no legs.
And then you labored
I went
over.
And bought new legs. Put them on properly.
Mm-hmm.
They were put on all haphazardly.
You're professional.
Exactly. I put them on properly. My father helped me, by the way. That's when he was here this summer. My father helped me put them on. And it was great to have my dad there to help. Slowed things down. You know, everything just takes You know, Dad, hand me that screw. No, what screw, Christopher? This one, that one there, Dad. Oh, this one. And he'll get it. He'll look at it. He'll hand it to me. If I was, he wasn't there, I was like, I would have grabbed and put it in, but he was helping out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got it done.
You're bonding.
And I told her, my wife's sister's husband, Joe, I said, I put the legs back on. He goes, yeah, I was going to do it. I just couldn't find a screwdriver. I was like, well, there's 25 of them in the closet if you had opened the door. But whatever, I got it, it's done. Mm-hmm. But I'm not allowed to be on it because now everybody wants to be on it. Mm-hmm. Because I made it.
You once gentrified again,
I gentrified it, exactly. So we'll be here, you know, I guess, which is fine. I mean, that's my wife's like, well, let's all go. You know, we could just go with, you know, them, all of them. And we'll all hang out at the house in Malibu for New Year's. I'm like, eh, it's too much. It's too much. Yeah, it's just a lot of, just too much. I can't.
It's also just been 6 weeks of us spent all being together.
I am
together.
So done with, like, I told my wife, I gotta stop eating. Mm-hmm. I can't stop fucking eating.
Yeah.
We're eating, like, I eat one meal a day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like I eat a weird meal at, like, 2.
Yeah.
And then I'm done for the day. And I always have been, because I always had, like, a weird schedule mm-hmm. where I don't eat 3 meals a day. I just can't. I don't know why. I don't have the time for it. I eat one. I'm like I often say that I eat like a dog that knocked over the garbage can. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll eat everything until I'm sick. You know what I mean? I don't yeah. eat like little portion and go, that's it. I'm full. I'll eat a giant portion and then I'm done for the day.
For the day.
Probably the worst way to possibly eat. But
some people disagree.
Oh, is that right?
OMAD. Have you heard of OMAD?
Who's that?
One meal a day. That's like a lifestyle.
Oh, is that right?
OMAD.
Oh, I'm OMAD.
You're OMAD.
OMAD Frangioli. Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
I got to change my embroidery that I got on the robe. I'm going to change to OMAD. Yeah, that's what I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
But lately we've been, what we're doing is we'll eat a meal. Then we got to go meet somebody because it's the holiday. We're meeting friends for dinner. And I'm like, well, I just ate at 2. We're meeting friends at 5. So I forced down some other meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for 2 weeks. Drinks. I told my wife, I said, I'm done. I can't force down another meal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. I'm done with all of it. Honestly, if I had my way, and I love Christmas. I do. We had a good time yesterday. I would take it all down right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would start the process of getting it all down right now. I'm kind of, you know, we're done. The ornaments can go back in the box and put them up and start again next year.
Mm-hmm.
Shit flies by. Anyway, you had a good time.
I did. Did you?
We had a great time. We went over my wife's family's house early in the morning. You mm-hmm. know, we were there with kids, you know, just opening some stuff. I'll say this. This year, which I've often said, they kind of get the idea that don't buy me anything because I don't need anything. I got everything. And I don't need people who don't know me mm-hmm. to buy me a cup that says, you know, you're the greatest person. These are the things you get. It's, you know, you guys all know the gifts that you give people who you just have no clue anything
real
about
relation,
them.
Yeah,
you just get them that one. You see there's like a rack at like a Target and a Marshalls and shit. It's just crap. That you could buy for people you don't know.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, exactly. It should be the thought that counts. You go ahead and throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should be. It's like, this is for you to throw
yes.
away.
Yeah.
And maybe not tomorrow, mm-hmm. but at least in a month, this is not going to be around the house.
Yeah.
So I basically kind of let you think, we don't need to do any of that. So this year, I got absolutely nothing. Everyone took me at my word. They're like, no, you wanted nothing. You got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, I thought there would still be a little something.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be like, yeah, well, we're not going to get you a lot, but we got you something.
Yeah.
Zero. Nothing. Which I was okay with, but I was like, I would have liked to unwrap at least one thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
They could put some garbage and some paper for you. God dare them.
Got nothing. So much so that I started to help Beckett unwrap. I'm like, all right, let me help you a little bit. Something I could, you know, feel like I was part of the system. But mm-hmm. anyway, whatever. We're all good for it. We had a good time. And then back here, my brother came over, his wife, son, and we played, you know, we got this football machine. Mm-hmm. Did you see it in the driveway?
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's I saw a commercial.
It's like a dynamite pump.
It's a...
Like, it's like it is, a Laffy, like a...
It is literally a gun.
Yeah.
It's a gun.
It's
shocking. It's
a gun. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it when I shot it off the first one. I saw a commercial for it. I don't know. I happened to be watching TV and I saw the commercial. And I was like, oh, this looks fun. I got to get this. I immediately ordered it the second the commercial ended.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, the commercials, that's its job to make it look good.
Yeah.
It's a gun. You pump it up and it fires this football far and hard. Like, if there was a kid standing in front of it when I fired it, they'd be dead.
Well, you know kids do that to each other,
oh,
too.
Of course. Like
10-year-old like, boys go, no, stand in front of it.
Right.
If you want to hang out with us, stand
yeah,
in front of
like
it.
It's like a hard football that twists onto it. You pump it up, and you press the button, and it shoots the ball. I'm not kidding. There's smoke comes out of the football. It's crazy. So yesterday, we started to play with that. And I think that, you know, to the point where everyone was kind of getting a little nervous by it. They're like, because it makes a sound like a gun.
Uh-huh.
And all the kids, you know, these kids these days, they're all nervous.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every day their schools are getting shot up. So anytime they hear any popping, they're like, uh-oh, this is the end.
Yep.
So the moment this thing popped, all of them like hit the dirt.
Hit the dirt. Someone
like,
catch
no.
it. Someone catch it.
I was like, it's just a football. yeah. But so we have that. We got three of them.
Uh-huh.
My wife's like, oh, get one for everybody. So I'm like, one is good. They don't all need one.
Yeah.
So now we got all that.
So we got three football guns
three
going off.
Big pieces of plastic shit. It's just all plastic shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't stand a chance in this world, right? This is all just going in the ocean.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
And I don't know what becomes of it. I don't know. I don't know. I think it all just floats around forever, doesn't it? Isn't there like a garbage barge that just keeps floating around the size of like Texas?
I don't even think it's a barge. I think it's just like a it's
no,
like
but
a
I mean,
coral
it just,
reef.
Yeah,
it just,
it's become like
yeah.
an island
yeah.
now. You can so anyway. But these I can't think
They'll
about
make
these
it
things.
Like
I'm enjoying life.
A penal colony at some point. It'll
yeah,
be like
right,
the new
right.
Australia.
They could just have people live on yeah. it. Yeah. This bustling holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, flavorful meals to fuel you on your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you eat well for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tackling all your holiday to-dos. How do you like that read, Alex?
Ooh,
I didn't stumble once.
Not once.
And now let me tell you what I really think about Factor. I love it. The last time I had it, I went for the calorie smart version of what they have. You can choose from vegan and veggie, protein plus, or many other wholesome options. They have 35 chef-crafted meals every week that support a healthy lifestyle. Portions perfect, easy, forget all the prep. I think it's like 2 minutes in the microwave and you are having a good time. I love all their stuff. The calorie smart stuff is 550 calories, proteins, this add-on, 55 plus add-ons to suit various preferences and tastes. You could choose from quick breakfast items, lunch to go, grab and go snacks, ready to eat. They sent me the cold pressed juices
Ooh.
And the smoothies, mango and strawberry, all fantastic. I love it. With Factor, you can rest assured you're also making a sustainable choice. We offset the delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices. Head to factormeals.com/cover-to-cover50 and use the code cover-to-cover50 to get 50% off. That. You know what, Alex? You know what 50% off is?
Whoa, what
half.
Is it? Ooh.
That's half price. That's
One
a
half?
Lot. That's a lot.
That's the best
that
deal we've
is,
done yet.
That is more than that's almost what I got off my robe, my fur-lined robe. Cover to cover 50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/cover-to-cover50 and use the code cover-to-cover50. That's factormeals.com/cover-to-cover50 to get 50% off. Thanks, Factor. I love you guys. Anyway, what do we got? There's a lot of stories to, enough is enough about talking about the holidays. So that's, Alex had fun. I had fun. I hope you guys all had fun. It was nice. You know, Christmas is nice. We had a nice time just sitting around chatting, about, you know, about life and stuff. I feel like I stayed in the ring with conversation. I feel like I had things to say. I don't really know what my overriding interests are these days, because I don't go to the movies that I used to. I don't watch the TV I used to. So I can't, I don't really have opinions on that. I used to be able to sit and chat about that stuff forever. And then sports is, you know, I could do that. I could stay. And then, but some people are like sports fanatics, you know, yeah. Well, if that linebacker wasn't there that way. So I'm like, oh, I don't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could tell you who won what game and stuff like that. But, and then some people have no interest in that. So then it's like, here's who I've become. And once again, it pains me to admit, you just become kid guy.
Yeah.
You become talking about, here's what they did. This is when they did it. This is how they did it. School. This is the teacher did this. The student did that. We took them to this. We might go to that school. We're thinking about this school. We're doing that school. And I want to kind of stop all of it.
That school?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, and then so we're all sitting around last night, kind of drinking wine and around the table in my, the dining, well, the formal dining room. We have several dining rooms, but we were in the formal dining room at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just, you know, just talking. It dawned on me. I'm like, oh my God, for the last half hour, I've been talking about like schools. I mean, there's nothing worse. I'm like, this was, that. And then I wanted to stop the whole thing and go, because all of us have like youngish kids. And we're all like, you know, we just, and I was like, isn't it funny how this is who we've become?
Mm-hmm.
We're all sitting here discussing the money we're going to spend on private schools or on whatever school it may be. And all the things, and all for what? Like, I look at it, like, if Beckett doesn't become, you know,
president,
Kamala Harris, or, yeah, or the, you know, the third baseman for the Yankees or whatever, like the lead of a Broadway production, or, you know, Sandra Bullock. Otherwise, it all doesn't, like, if she just works at UPS, nothing wrong with that.
No.
But if that's it, I'd be like, oh, was it all worth it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she's 24, just taking up traffic, just making more traffic,
yeah,
on the road. You know, just blocking the 405. I'm like, what was it all for? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I made something of myself, Alex.
Yeah.
My parents don't give a shit. You want to tell you a funny story?
Mm-hmm.
We were in New York City that last week. We were at Radio City skating, 6 o'clock in the morning. We're ice skating down at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree ice skating rink. It was real cute and real fun. And we come up, and I said, oh, look, there's the Today Show. Because for those of you who know New York, the Today Show's tapes right there, mm-hmm, in Rock Center. And you can see, you know, they if you watch the Today Show, you know, they have the windows onto the plaza, they call it.
Yeah.
And you can see them doing the show, and you see Savannah and Hoda and everybody doing the show. And it's the prime time hour. It's like 7 a.m. And so, and then they're promoting this movie. It's called Migration. It's a new kids movie about ducks flying somewhere. And my daughter's like freaking out because we had to watch the Migration trailer in the hotel room every 5 minutes. So now all of a sudden we look up and there's the Migration duck, a big giant blow up duck in the plaza.
Ooh,
I know. So my wife's like, oh, let's go see the Migration duck. So we walk over to the Migration duck and the guy comes up, one of the production assistants. He goes, do you guys want to come into the plaza and be a part of the show? And I was like, no, I think we're good. He goes, oh, they're going to give out toys to the kids. They have like a bunch of Migration, you know, swag, hats, mm-hmm, and toys. So of course my daughter's like, yeah, we got to go in. I want to get that stuff.
We're going.
So we go in. This is 6:30 in the morning. And here they come. They come out on the plaza. Here comes Hoda. Here comes Craig Melvin. All of them coming out. It's exciting. Okay. Now we got, what's his name? Al Roker comes, mm-hmm, right over by us, and he's talking about Migration. And we're giving everybody free tickets to the movie. They weren't really, but they told beforehand, they were like, just pretend you guys are getting free tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It's magic of TV.
Yeah.
So then my wife's like, well, get in. Hold up Beckett and get behind him. So I was like, I know. So I hold up Beckett and I get behind him. And my wife is texting my mom, who watches the Today Show every day.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, of course, who knows if she was, she saw, she wanted, had to rewind it to see us because it went by too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just imagining what's going on in my mom and dad's house for them to figure out how to rewind.
Yeah.
Or how to figure out how to even get back an old part of the show. She's screaming at my father. My father has no idea. What? We need to rewind it. Christopher's on TV. Christopher and Liz are on TV with Beckett. They're on TV. And my mother doesn't. It's lost in translation. My wife's texting. My mother thinks I'm hosting the Today Show now. Christopher's hosting the Today Show. So they finally figure it out and they rewind it. And we're in. We're behind. What's his name?
Al Roker.
We're behind Al Roker. Me and my daughter and my wife. My wife has since told every single person that we were, you know, we were on TV. How's New York? We were on TV on Today's Show. Finally, yesterday, we're sitting down with everybody and the people are like, how was New York? Did you have fun? We were actually on TV. I said, I have been on TV every single night for the last 13 years, a star on television, I might add. Not one, my wife does not give a shit. Mm-mm. Never brought, anytime I ever bring it up, she's like, oh, it's old news. Never. We finally get on in the background at the plot, you know, like these losers who are standing at the, in the plaza,
trying
jumping up and
free
down.
Migration
yeah, with
toys.
Signs, you know, my, we just got engaged, D, wearing matching, you know, Christmas sweater. This was who's next to us, trying to get on. These are the people who tell for the rest of their lives, I was on TV once, mm-hmm. behind Hoda. I was holding up a sign saying we just got engaged. It was unbelievable. You know that there's a lot of black people in New York City? I never saw so many black people in my whole life. Hoda's black. I think. I don't know. Maybe she is. Anyway, so that's who.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a star.
Mm-hmm.
They should have invited me into the, like, this guy, this is Chris Frangiola, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
My wife couldn't. She kept telling everybody, we were on TV. Like I'm some sort of loser who's excited about being in 1 second behind Hoda Kotb mm-hmm. In the plaza.
Yeah.
I was shocked and angered, honestly. The work I've put in. You want me to go down?
Tell us.
Do you want me to go down the IMDb page of the shows I've been on?
Mm-hmm.
This is network television.
TV
Alex.
Appearances only. We don't have time for your whole
for several films.
For your whole catalog.
Films.
Yeah, I know. Feature length.
Feature length. I'm wearing a fur robe, you assholes.
Yes.
Oh boy. But anyway, I thought that was also funny. I mean, she couldn't stop telling everybody about being in the plaza on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I often go back to, what I say all the time. Everybody wants to be famous. My wife couldn't be further from wanting to be in show business at all. Mm-hmm. But the moment that camera came toward her, she was knocking people out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, all of a sudden somebody wants to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Just so anyway, it was all. We had a nice time. We got a couple of free hats out of the deal.
Migration hats?
We got migration hats. They're duck bills.
Oh.
You know, the bill is like a duck bill and it just opens up in the front.
That's
fun.
Cute.
And then, of course,
probably be $70 at Disney.
They were giving out the migration hats. They gave us the hats. Then they were giving out shirts and little ducks, little rubber ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter really wanted it. But of course, the moment they start opening the box, they throw it to people. The fucking adults at the play, you know, are just, I mean, they are jumping up and down, grabbing these.
Stealing them out of
children's
hands.
Oh, my God,
hands.
They're like knocking kids over.
Yeah.
And my poor daughter's like, oh, I just wanted, she's like crying. I wanted the duck. I'm like, I wanted it too, but dude, that fat broad from Idaho got a fucking duck. She got seven of them. Yeah, she's 48. She just got a rubber duck.
Yeah.
For no no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Oh, it was fun. We had a night. The holidays. Did I mention the holidays are fun?
The holidays are fun.
Yeah, great time.
You mentioned that you're in a new disposition now.
I love it. I'm loving life, Alex. Don't you dare say otherwise. Don't you dare.
Oh, I can see it.
I am. I'm truly enjoying my life.
Your face is red with cheer. Shut.
That is a disease, Alex. I have a disease. That's clean. Hasn't that healed up nice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You look like you went to
Alex. I'm going to ask you again. And did Alex get the right script? I feel like he got the wrong script. He had that line reading was not very convincing.
I'm just not a good actor. Yeah. Let's try it again.
Didn't this clear up nice?
Oh yeah.
That was even worse. Second, we're gonna have to take this again.
Hold on, one more time.
Didn't this clear up nice?
Yeah. What'd you put on it?
That was good. Oh. Nice job.
Yes.
Yeah. Cut it. Print that one. So yeah, it cleared up pretty nice. I think it. I mean, it was a full-on hole in my face, mm-hmm. like a literal hole in my face. I thought, this is the end. I'm going to look like the Elephant Man. I'm going to have to walk around with a burlap sack over my head. And then here, it's a week later.
There you are.
It's just back in business.
Back in business.
Back up and running. So I'm good with that.
Maybe it was almost like a Christmas miracle. Like maybe
I feel
was,
like it.
Maybe it was. Maybe you got it during holiday party season because it was sent to teach you something.
Yeah, to teach me about. Humble me. Yeah, yeah. Teach me about how I know
how the season it's is like a, about
it's like
more.
It couldn't have happened at a worse time. It's like we're gonna put this big bandage on your face just for the 2 weeks where you have to see a bunch of people.
Yeah,
and then
famous
when you're,
ones.
Exactly. Yeah. And then when you're back to like sitting in your house for a week, you could just your skin's gonna look perfect.
Ooh,
so here I am.
It looks good.
Skin's looking perfect. And I'm just sitting in my house for the next week,
mm-hmm.
not seeing anybody.
No.
In my fur robe, my fur-lined monogrammed robe. It's real nice. Pottery Barn. Who knew Pottery Barn had robes? Yeah. Is that their thing? I thought they were in like a furniture game.
I mean, but you acquire a couple monogram machines, you got to get
What do you think? You want to rattle off a couple of 10 best lists?
Yes. For is this 2023 best list?
Well... Yeah, it's 2023, you know, like it is the end of the year, so you get mm-hmm. all these publications do best movies, best TV shows, best whatever, best blah, 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 all of this kind of stuff. And I read a lot of different best movie ones, and I have to be honest, and once again, I'm going to say this, I sound like a broken record, it pains me to admit, but I don't know any of them. I don't know mm-hmm. any of the movies.
Yeah.
Like outside of like one or two, but they're like top 10 best movies of the year. I'm like, were these in the theaters? I don't even know where what these are.
Mm-hmm.
But I know things are different now with the movies, and maybe that'll change. But it does kind of. So I mean, it doesn't really serve us well. I'll tell you what I thoroughly enjoyed this year. I'll tell you my favorite film of the year.
Okay.
My favorite film of the year was Air.
All
the
right.
Nike movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. I really enjoyed that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed Blackberry. And all these movies that I think I've talked about before, about these just interesting times in... I like this type of movie now.
Mm-hmm.
The one about the GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called? Dumb Money.
Dumb Money, yeah.
Dumb Money. Blackberry Air. I'm going to lump them all into one category of interesting stories and that made for a great movie, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I loved all three of those movies. So I would highly recommend all three of those movies. Good story, good acting, good directing, everything about it. Well-paced, as I often like to say. I think all three of those movies are worth the watch. I don't mm-hmm. think you'd be disappointed in any of the three of them. So that's what I'm going to say of my favorite films of the year. And that's just coming from a dumb guy who hasn't seen a ton of movies. You know what I mean? I did my best.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Paw Patrol, the movie, 27 times.
And how's that paced?
Not bad. You
moves,
know,
moves
it wasn't
good.
Bad. Mm-hmm. You know, they saved the world in the end, and that's the way it's going to work. So, yeah, I was okay with that. We got to go see this one, Migration, this week.
Nice.
My problem with taking my daughter to the movies is she doesn't follow the plot. You know, so when she's done with it, she's done with it, regardless of what's happening in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so 45 minutes in, she's like, we can go now, right? I'm like, I saw enough. It's lights and bright and you know, noise. And that's all. I've had enough of, I'm not following the plot here.
Yeah.
I'm not following how, you know, what's going to happen to the ducks.
Mm-hmm.
But I am. I start to get into it. So I'm always like, well, I'm not going to leave just yet because I want to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into the movie now.
Yeah.
No, regardless of what it is. It could be Paw Patrol. And I'm like, I kind of want to see how it pans out for Marshall and Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I make her sit there and watch till the end.
I think there's a good lesson in that, though.
You got to see how it ends.
Yeah. You got to know how it ends.
Right. So we'll be doing that
Don't
again.
Don't waste
No,
things.
We'll be doing that again with Migration sometime this week. But I did come across an interesting one that I wanted to discuss because I had forgotten about a lot of these. And this one came up today in the Washington Post. It's the most bizarre celebrity apologies of 2023, which I found interesting.
Okay.
And I forgot that a lot of people had to make. I believe that the most bizarre apology this year was the one done by the Miranda Sings.
The ukulele apology.
First of all, it was a weird story.
Yeah.
About why she was in trouble. I never really figured out exactly. Like, she had said some sexually inappropriate, but not like toward the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a little kind of weirdly blown out of proportion a little bit.
Yeah.
I think she was just, who knows? I mean, she had assistants or whatever who were of underage, I don't know what, mm-hmm. and said something like, you know, what are you into sexually or something? You know, which is, I don't even know if that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm even making it more than it was.
You want some of it?
This is, and anyway, she wound up like months later giving some weird ukulele apology because shit mm-hmm. was, I mean, she was on top of the world
mm-hmm.
and it's all started to go away rapidly. I think yeah. it's kind of back now a little bit on, you know, whether it is or isn't.
She was kind of like YouTube big anyway, right?
So yeah. And she would tour and sell yeah. out like big theaters and stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of money to be made in that. But anyway, she do you have a little bit of her yeah. ukulele apology?
Got a little bit of it.
Let's hear this.
All aboard the toxic gossip train. You're chugging down the tracks of misinformation. The toxic
that's good.
Gossip train.
So she's basically saying this is a bullshit story.
Manipulation station. Toxic gossip train.
Now, is she in this video, is she being herself or is she being that character, Miranda? It sounds like being her.
I think her name's
like Colleen something.
Colleen Ballinger.
Yeah, Colleen Ballinger.
Yeah. The toxic gossip train.
You know what? That wasn't, I mean, I get what she's doing. It's not yeah. a bad way to do it. I don't know if that worked for her or not.
It's also a 10-minute and 17-second long song.
Well, not for us, it's not. it's exactly what we just played. So anyway, this one's interesting. And I do remember this one. You guys probably will too, which kind of weirdly came out of nowhere. It was Amy Schumer,
mm-hmm.
if you remember, like making fun of Nicole Kidman about the way she was at the U.S. Open, Nicole Kidman. You guys remember this one? And Amy Schumer like said, this is not the way a person looks or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was making fun of her plastic surgery or whatever. And I don't know, it seemed a little out of character for Amy Schumer.
I haven't. It says she apologized to Nicole Kidman for mocking the way that she sat at the U.S.
That's
Open.
Right. This is how a human sits, is what she wrote.
Yeah.
Schumer later deleted the post. One fan, according to Page Six, wrote, are you cyberbullying an Oscar winner, Nicole Kidman? Which, you know, I think there was a time where Amy Schumer was like a, you know, shock comedian or whatever. But then she kind of became, you know, on the right side of everything like everybody does when they get into the show.
At some point she made the jokes, and then at some point she became the joke.
Right, and I like Amy.
Yeah.
But like also that came out of like, whoa. And also Nicole Kidman, I feel like we're all kind of like, I know, she sometimes looks a little whatever, but who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, she's a good actress, and we like all the things she's done.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we kind of, like, we're like, nah, don't fuck with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, it's kind of a soft target
yeah.
to go
does
after.
She sit weird? Yeah, she does sit weird.
Yeah.
But she makes good TV shows.
Mm.
Mini series.
Yeah.
Series? That's the proper English. A lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. It's called series.
Yeah.
That's how you say it. I think don't fuck with Nicole Kidman. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So anyway, what was her apology, does it say?
It just says, I want to apologize to all the people I hurt, posting a photo of Nicole Kidman and alluding to her being an alien.
Yeah, so she was kind of being funny in her apology, which is kind of a good way to go.
Yeah.
I feel like this Amy Schumer is just kind of like, I'm done with this business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's going to make a big comeback, like be a movie star again, because there was a minute there, we all remember, she was like a movie star.
Yeah.
And, but then I don't know if she was like, it's a lot of work to be a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
And I think comedians, like singers, I've said this before, I feel like they're bored by it. I feel like, well, this is a lot of work. I'm sitting around for, you know, 12 hours a day to do 3 lines.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably go to the improv and sell out 9 shows and have people, you know, just guffaw, you know, just loving everything I do.
Mm-hmm. Following me around.
Yeah, and kind of like make a similar amount of money.
Yeah.
If I just toured.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out on this, on making movies.
Yeah.
I feel like it takes up a lot of, I have a friend who directed a big movie. It was her first. And it turned out to be kind of a big movie for her. And I saw her recently and I was like, what's going on? Anything else? She's like, I'm done. that took like 5 years of my life, mm-hmm. like to write it, direct it, get it into theaters. It was, and she goes, I'm too old to like to start again.
Yeah.
Start another one. By the time I'd be finished with another one, I'd be, you know, 60.
Yeah.
And I'm done with, so I'm out. Well, I did one.
It is such a good point.
I have two friends who directed movies and both of them had the same reaction. Like this is too much time in my life.
When you have a massive company behind you, you got people organizing all the little things for you.
Right.
Comedians, we can't even figure out where we're going to, what city we're going to tour in 8 months, you know?
Oh, like, I do. I haven't figured out.
Oh, I know you do. I know. You're ahead of the curve. Yeah. I know, but
I could tell you a couple cities I won't be touring in 8 months.
Where won't you be in
Coots?
Eight months?
You've heard of Coots? I often goof on Coots, and it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I should apologize to the good people of Alaska because I just use it now for fun because I like the name mm-hmm. Coots.
Yeah.
Well,
but when you call yourself Coots, you're not taking yourself seriously.
Exactly.
That's part of
the
fun.
And it's a K sound. They tell you in comedy business, that sounds funny.
Yeah.
K words.
Mm-hmm.
Dressing up as Johnny Depp. This is another apology. Looking over the past two decades, numbers have raided our mothers and grandmothers' scarves and blouses to dress up as himself. As he looked, his ugly 2022 trial, he and Amber Heard were both ruled. What's the apology? Emily Hampshire, best known for her portrayal of Stevie, but oh, that's right,
yeah, the Halloween.
She did on Schitt's Creek. Oh, we talked about that. Oh, that poor girl had to apologize for dressing up as Johnny Depp because people were mad that it was a domestic abuse trial.
Yeah,
it should not be fun. And that she did a real, like, full on real apology because she's new. This career is new to her. She's like, oh, I'm just starting out here. I need this thing to go on for at least 10 more years. So. She went and did a real, I'm so sorry to anyone who has ever went through any type of domestic abuse. I made a horrible mistake making that costume of whatever, Jack Sparrow. So A$AP Rocky jumped over a fan. A$AP Rocky made an opposite grand entrance to the Met Gala in May, accidentally winding up outside the event among onlookers instead of on the red carpet, jumped a barricade. The rapper pushed his way through the crowd and hoisted himself up on the shoulders of a woman next to him, knocking her glasses off in the process. Do we remember that?
I don't
remember that. That sounds, you know, I, as a friend, I call him as soon as possible, Rocky. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know as soon as possible, Rocky, I know the person he really is. And I don't think that he meant to do that.
Yeah.
My fault, sweetheart. A$AP Rocky said, and he posted a response.
My fault, sweetheart.
My fault, sweetheart. And he spelled the sweetheart, the S, with a dollar
sign. With a dollar sign?
Yeah, that's nothing says I'm sorry quite like that. Throwing a couple of dollar signs in where the S is supposed to be. Accidentally suing a fan for $250,000. Luke Combs.
The country singer.
Yeah, his legal team had sued a Florida woman, Nicole Harness, for $250,000 for selling unofficial merch. Luke Combs merch, you know, she was
with
Combs' likeness on it. A fan had told the local news outlet that she sold 18 Luke Combs tumblers, like glasses, for $20 each. That she'd been in the hospital for congestive heart failure when the email from Combs' lawyer arrived. Upon returning home, she learned that her Amazon account had been locked because of the lawsuit preventing her from accessing any funds. And she died soon after. No, I'm just kidding. Ooh. I think she lived. Combs recorded and released a TikTok soon afterward that revealed that he'd spoken to Harness to apologize directly and gave her $11,000.
Oh,
well, that's nice. He made that nice.
He should have put those tumblers on his website for her.
What about this one? Who said that? Did Justin Timberlake say that? Britney Spears needs to get a muzzle? Britney Spears' memoir, The Woman and Me, which came out in October, challenged a number of long-held assumptions, including the widely held belief that the relationship with Justin Timberlake in her late teen years had ended after Spears was unfaithful. Instead, the book alleged that Timberlake dumped Spears via text message when she was still envisioning a future together and even undergone an abortion, blah, 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 blah. Timbaland, a close collaborator, Timbaland.
Yeah,
he said it. Timbaland, he's a producer.
Yeah. And I think he probably meant it legally.
And he said, she's
physically
going crazy. I wanted to call JT and said, you got to put a muzzle on that girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And he had to apologize, of course. Timbaland later apologized. and he says, you have a voice. You speak if you want to speak. Who am I to tell you how to speak? I was wrong to say that. Oh, that's not a bad apology.
Mm-mm.
These are pretty good. I'm enjoying these. I forgot all about any of these celebrity apologies. Somebody played a role on Star Trek too comedically in 1987. What? And they had to apologize. Armin Shimerman, who played a member of the Ferengeti alien species in an early episode of Star Trek The Next Generation and played Ferengi named Quark in the Star Trek series Deep Space Nine, apologized over the summer on a Star Trek podcast, The Shuttle Pod Show.
Ooh.
You think, Art, this show's boring? Have you given The Shuttle Pod Show a listen? For her initial performance, which had distinctly comic relief tone, the Ferengi Shimmerman said, "We're supposed to be threatening. We were supposed to be a menace to the Federation. We were supposed to be everything that Klingons were and more. And I had the largest Ferengi part in the episode. I thought I played it serious, but I failed miserably. I apologize for that episode and my performance." This was in 1987 she had done this. And she just apologized.
I totally thought like something blackfacey
that
was
she,
about to
that
happen.
She did it a little too...
Yeah. Just her performance.
Comically, yeah. Yeah.
She didn't take Klingon seriously enough.
I'd like to... You know what? I'm going to make an apology.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here, I'd like to apologize for the first 5 years of this podcast. Yeah, I mean, you know, because we're entering year six, as we said, we've only just begun. And I think we've taken a lot of things too comically.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We've made fun of some things that... Some people hold dear to their hearts, you know, like the Vermont Country Store catalog and stuff. We sit there and these people will leave a review of a rocking chair pad, mm-hmm. a heartfelt, serious review. Like, I enjoy this pad. It's soft. It's comfortable. Makes my rocking chair feel nice. Or it's not soft enough. I don't like it. Some people have given bad reviews of different perfumes. Didn't mm-hmm. like it. We had one woman. Thank you.
We're doing a ukulele apology. I'm sorry.
Thank you. This is perfect. I'd like to apologize to the woman who said she didn't like the evening in Paris. Said it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a good way. Big, bold, capital letters. It stinks. And I got news for you. She used a straight up S. She didn't use a money sign.
Mm-mm.
Stinks. Thank you. This is nice. I'd like to apologize to the people of Alaska, Coots,
mm-hmm.
to the seven people who showed up. I appreciate that you showed up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make light of your city. I don't understand Alaska, and I never will. Uh-huh. But I'm glad you live there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to apologize to Alex's dad. We have, you know, this guy, he's done the best with, the mm-hmm. guy had, you know, from the age of 22 to 62, he drank nothing but Dr. Pepper. And his foot eventually said, I can't do it anymore. I can't have any more Dr. Pepper. So it had to leave the building. And now he's making his way. Seems to be still farming and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
With the one foot. But we made light of it.
Mm-hmm.
We took that story, which is, you know, sad. And we had a good time with it. At least I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to apologize to Alex's dad and Alex's dad's foot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, the foot's long gone, but I'll tell if I see it. I'll
Could
tell
you
it.
Please,
I'll
thank
tell
you.
You said
Let
so.
It be known that I apologize.
Well, those were.
Can I do one?
Oh
more?
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize to the people of upstate New York.
Oh yeah.
Albany, Rochester, and there's one other.
One Syracuse. Particular lady in Buffalo.
One particular lady in Buffalo who thought I was looking at my watch too much on mm-hmm. stage. I look like I needed to be somewhere else.
Phoning it in.
Yeah. I'd like to apologize to all of those cities for never coming back because
mm-hmm.
I won't. Except for Buffalo, I'll be back to Buffalo.
Yeah. Do you think you have one more apology, maybe for Growlers or?
Oh God, I'd like to apologize to the crackheads who work at Growlers. Yeah. Because all of you guys seem like you were just out of prison and you were probably hanging on to whatever.
Yeah.
You wanted to commit another crime
mm-hmm.
because life is just easier that way. But you've been trying to stay on the straight and narrow for the nine kids that you have. And, you know, with those tattoos on your face, you weren't really going to get a job anywhere else. So it has to be Growlers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to apologize for that, for mm-hmm. making fun of your establishment, the fact that you had a comedy show with no chairs. And a stage that literally I risked my life on. It was so broken that I had to stand in a certain spot on the stage so I didn't fall through.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize to the person who made that stage, which I believe was probably one of the Trankheads. Thank you, and that's my apologies.
Those are your apologies.
Those are my apologies for 2023. We'll make more in 2024.
You know, that was really big of you.
Thank you, Alex. Do you want to hear one more apology? Do you remember that Pat Sajak had to apologize?
Ooh.
Letting a Wheel of Fortune contestant go on a weird tangent about naked ghosts. Even after Pat Sajak's 42 years at the helm of the Wheel of Fortune, things on the set can still get away from him. In October, the host apologized after a stray comment, I do remember us discussing this, to a contestant turned into a deeply weird exchange. Sajak, reading from a cue card, asked contestant Ronnie whether he was involved in the paranormal. Ronnie's response started out fine. You know, I was about 15 years ago. I was part of a team as a skeptic because I just don't believe in ghosts, he said. Then he went on to say, I think they're kind of weird, and somebody that haunts a place and wears a Victorian outfit, it just doesn't make any sense to me. If I were the ghost, I'd be a nude ghost, this guy said. The crowd gasped instead of laughing, and Ronnie attempted to steer the proverbial skid, saying, scaring people in more than one way, he added. Sajak replied after a moment, you know, I'm just really sorry I got into all this. Oh, I mean, that's Sajak. Yeah. That's what Sajak does.
That's what he does.
We're going to miss Sajak. I'm telling you, I watched the other day, I was watching, you know, it happened to be on, and I was watching The Wheel of Fortune. And I'm not a huge fan of Wheel of Fortune, but I'm a fan of people who are good at hosting. Mm-hmm. I'm jealous of it, honestly. And I've given my props, as they say. People still say that?
Yeah.
I've given my props to the people I believe are good at. I believe all of the Today Show hosts, all the Good Morning America, Michael Strahan has no business being a good host. The guy was a great football player, but now he's excellent on television. It's not easy, Alex. Mm-hmm. Ross Matthews, I often say, this guy is television. He is good on television. Pat Sajak is good on television.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is good. Ken Jennings,
yeah,
the host. Now I think they're giving it to him. Mayim Bialik is out. So it's going to be Ken Jennings for good over at Jeopardy. Very good. Very good at it. So I'd like to, there you go. You want to play the ukulele again? No, don't. All right, there you go. Those are the apologies of 2023, some of the strange ones. That was kind of a fun little thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap it up. We got more coming. This is a Tuesday. You guys might be off from work. You might be on. You might be taking a break. You might be in a exotic locale. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years, we were in Hawaii at this time. We'd go to Hawaii the day after Christmas. Not this year, however, would be glorious if I was, but here we are just sitting around in the garage doing podcasts. Happy to be doing it, though. Happy to be back. Happy to be doing it. Back out on the road real soon. A lot of the dates are up on frangiola.fun. All of everything in January, everything in February, everything I think almost in March are up. A lot tickets are selling fast for a lot of places. Who knows if this will be the year where I really start selling. Tampa looks like it's selling very well already. And then I have some stuff in Louisville. I have that one night in Louisville. My friend owns that club, so I kind of want to do real well over there. Haven't been there yet. Excited to be back. And then we're doing, what are we doing? That other place
Lexington? In
Lexington, Kentucky, that comedy off Broadway. Love that place. Excited to be back there. Vegas,
Brad Garrett.
Yeah, Brad Garrett's. And then I'm doing Fort Worth, Texas. The Hyenas in Fort Worth. Always have a great time there. Mm-hmm. These are all on frangiola.fun. Excited to get back out to the live shows. And it'll be a good time. And if you know, you guys should come. Because maybe next year, for 2025, we'll be apologizing to your city for whatever we've done to make you upset. What do we got to get out of here on? Anything you've picked? Anything you've figured out?
It's a Timbaland song.
Oh, he had to make an apology. He said some.
It's too late to apologize. Spears.
Yeah. Is this really what it's called?
Well, it's called Apologize, yeah.
Oh.
But that's the song. You never heard this song? You got it.
A Timbaland? Or Timberlake?
Timbaland and One Republic.
Oh, One Republic. Oh, yeah. I remember this song. Yeah, this is a good song. And I'm hearing what you say. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning back in. Tell all your friends. Let's make 2024 big year for us. We had a big year in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to make 2024 even bigger. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, this was a good song, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
What year was this? It all goes by so quickly
it does,
these days.
Doesn't it?
Is this 10 years ago or 4 years ago? It's hard to say.
It was...
It's coming, everybody.
Sorry, this is the Timbaland version. It's different, I think.
Yeah, but it's nice.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
2007.
Ooh, so it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Shit. Man. All right. We'll be back on Thursday with more.
Yep.
And this one's going out right now.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Thank you, Factor.
Factor. Thank you, Factor. Factor's really saving me through these times. I like the portions, you know? Mm. Once again, I was saying earlier that I just eat a lot, you know, one giant. Factor, I feel like I'm not just loading up too much. Thanks, Factor.
Yeah.
We're paying the bills over here. Bye-bye.